Between Australians donating hundreds of millions to bushfire relief, to rowing in supermarket aisles about toilet paper, it's hard to imagine how Australians collectively feel about each other these days. Would a little more compassion make Australia a better place? A new Red Cross survey has revealed that 9 out of 10 Australians believe we should be more kind to each other every day. And you know what? I think I'm one of them. We definitely need to be more kind. We are joined by Poppy Brown, Director of New South Wales Australian Red Cross, to speak about the Red Cross's kindness survey. Good morning, Poppy.
Hi, how are you going?
I'm very good. How are you?
Very good. Yes, feeling happy that we've got some good news to share.
Absolutely. We definitely need a little hit of kindness at the moment. So what made the Red Cross interested in surveying Australians' attitudes about kindness?
Well, at the Red Cross, we're all about people helping people, and we really do believe in the power of community to really band together and help people, particularly those most vulnerable in our community. So we were just, we've been so lucky that we have so many people who volunteer with us, particularly in times of crisis like the bushfires. And we really wanted to kind of see how people were going in terms of their attitudes towards doing stuff in the community and being kind. So fantastic news that nearly 9 out of 10 of us believe that we should be kind to each other and do something kind every day.
That sounds really wonderful. And as I said, I'm definitely joining that team of the 9 out of 10. So how did the survey work? How many people were involved and how did it all take place?
Yeah, so we had a survey company conduct the survey nationally. Just over 1,000 people took part in the survey, and it was just done recently in February. And as I say, those people who took part, nearly 9 out of 10 people said that they would really think that we should be doing something kind every day. What we also found was that nearly 3 out of 5 of us would like to do something more in the community, but only 2 out of 5 of us are actually doing that. So charities like Red Cross and other organisations, I guess we're looking at opportunities for people to do more volunteering and be able to help more in community, because obviously people want to do something in the community, but because perhaps they're too busy or whatever, aren't able to do that. So it's around finding opportunities for people to do that and not have it take too much time out of people's busy lifestyles, because we all know that people are super, super busy.
Yeah. And did you find that any certain group of people were more compassionate than others?
Yes. So interestingly, women definitely won out over men.
Oh, really?
In the survey respondents, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
We had 73% of women versus 58% of men doing something spontaneous acts of kindness to friends or family or colleagues. Mm. We also had females being much more likely to do things like donate goods or things to charity, 84% of women compared to 62% of men. So women definitely won out on that, which is interesting.
Oh, there you go. I wouldn't actually suspect that, although I guess there are a lot of women volunteering, so I guess that makes a lot of sense. Have attitudes about kindness and compassion changed?
Yes, so we've certainly found we did a similar survey 3 years ago, and we've certainly found that people in this survey are more compassionate and do want to, be more kind. And I'm not sure why that is. Maybe that's because we've as a nation, we have really been impacted by, drought, bushfires, floods, all sorts of things. And now, obviously, with coronavirus, we've been hit at all sides. And I think that's where people are really feeling that, community, particularly those who are most vulnerable in our community, really do need to, it's a good thing for all of us just to be a bit more caring of others.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you've done your study and now you've found out the results that so many people want to be more kind, which is a lovely thing to hear. I think that's great news. What steps can we take to be a kinder country? Which is a big question, but I'm going to put it to you.
Well, I guess there's lots of things. And we have certainly seen, just in the recent bushfires, we've seen such an outpouring of generosity, both in people donating to organisations such as the Red Cross, and other organisations, but also donating their time and volunteering, giving meals to people, doing all sorts of things to help their community. We had one guy that drove 200 Ks each way to deliver a generator to somebody who really needs a generator in their property. And they didn't know the person. They just said, fronted up and said, oh, look, we can help. I've got a trailer. I can move it. And that's fantastic. So many people really took the time to volunteer. Red Cross, nearly 2,000 people helped us in our evacuation centres and still going in our recovery centres. So there's a lot of work that people do in the community. But we also know that, we have people we have a lot of people who make a telephone call every day to older people who live alone.
Yeah, and that's so important now with the coronavirus, the self-isolation and social distancing that's happening.
Yeah, it is. So Red Cross in Queensland have just recently, the last few weeks, they've made nearly 9,000 calls to over 3,000 people who are self-isolating. And we're starting to do that in other states and territories as well with the health authorities, because it's really hard for some people in that self-isolation. They get worried. And maybe if you don't have friends or family that connect with you, particularly well, or you're living your own or whatever, it can be quite a difficult time. So there's lots of opportunities, I think, for people to help out. And even people helping out, in the barbecue at the local sport team on a weekend, or just, we're really encouraging people at the moment, especially with coronavirus, to check in on your neighbours, check in on your friends and family. You know, are there people in your street who, how are they going? Are they able to get to the supermarket to get the goods that they need? You know, do they need a bit of a hand? You know, do they need to see a cup of tea and a chat?
Yeah.
Or just something nice. So that's what we're encouraging people to see if they can. Are there any small things that you can do in your community to help people, especially in this time of coronavirus anxiousness?
Yeah, that's absolutely so important. And we've seen lots of kindness happening where people are dropping leaflets in letterboxes, offering neighbours if they needed to get anything, or they want a phone call, or if you want me to deliver some supermarket goods. So you can definitely do it without, while practising social distancing yourself. You can do it online or by the phone, or just drop a letter or something where you can still be kind while practicing social distancing.
Yeah, absolutely. All those things are really fantastic. And we do encourage people to do that if they can, if they have the time. And as you say, you can do it and still social distance at the same time. You know, get people a couple of extra tins or whatever and drop it outside their house. I did look at some stories today, and apparently in Canada they're calling it caremongering.
Oh, I love it.
Instead of scaremongering. It's
caremongering. Oh,
yes.
That should become a hashtag trend. I love it. Thank you so much for bringing a bit of kindness into our morning. I really appreciate it, Poppy.
Thanks very much. Appreciate your support.